recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Kritut, brought to you ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Zayin. We're holding on Daf Vav Amud Beit, and three lines up from the bottom, V'Omar Rabbi Yosef. So yesterday we had a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda on two issues. One was the question of how much of the sicha would be a shiur to be chayev for misusing the Shemen HaMishcha. And the other was a machloket about what the din is of putting the Shemen HaMishcha on a Kohen Gadol or on a Melech who already had had the Mishicha, whether there was a chiyuv for that or not. So in both cases, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argued. Yesterday, we explained the source of the machloket about whether the shiur is a kizayit or the shiur is a kol shehu. Today, we want to know what is the basis of the machloket of the question legabi the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol and the Melech. So today, Amar Rabbi Yosef, b'may pligi Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda gabi melachim v'kohanim, what exactly do they differ in, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Meir say that you're chayev on the Melech and on the Kohen who already had the Mashiach, and Rabbi Yehuda say you're patur? It's because Rabbi Meir holds, Rabbi Meir Savar, the Pasuk says, Vasher yitein mimenu al zar. Anybody who would put the Shemen HaMishcha on one who is stranger to it. And the Melech and the Kohen at this point, since they've already used the Shemen HaMishcha, are strangers to it. So hashta zarim ninu. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a zar is defined as be'inan adi ika zar mitchilato v'atzofo. The concept of the alien is that he's alien to something from beginning to end. We don't look at a particular status at this moment just because he already had used it, so now he doesn't require it. That doesn't make him a zar. And a melech v'kohen mi'ikara, in their essence, from the start, they were not zarim, because that's exactly for whom the Shemen HaMishcha was made. Om Rav Yikub, Rei Rav Ami, you should know that in this machloket, we actually find that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are consistent about the way they view a status, whether the status is defined by its continued status, and it's from beginning to end, as Rabbi Yehuda insists, or according to Rabbi Meir, it's defined by current status. And we find the same machloket when it comes to a bat kohen who marries a Yisrael. Now, once she marries a Yisrael, she is prohibited from eating truma. The question is, does that make her a czar, or is she just not given truma to eat? So if she would eat any, she'd be stealing from the kahuna. So there we find exactly the same machloket. According to Rabbi Meir, if she was ochla betruma, she pays the keren, she does not pay the chomesh, and that's because she is still in a state where if her husband were to die, she would go back to her father's home. So she couldn't be considered to be a czar. And if she eats it, therefore she doesn't pay the chomesh. And if she goes and sleeps with another guy, she is mitata b'sreifa. She is just like a bat kohen. Ki tachel iznot et aveya hi mechalalet and v'nisrefa. However, if she marries one of the psulim, so at that point, she's considered to be a mechulalet, and she's completely a zara. So then she does pay the keren and the chomesh just like a regular person would pay, and then she's treated like a bat Yisrael, who's mizana, and mitata b'chemek, divrei Rabbi Meir. Whereas the chachomim omrim is Rabbi Yerushita. No matter what, she is never considered to be a zara, because she didn't begin as a zara. So achatzo v'achatzo mishalemet keren ve'ina mishalemet chomesh, and mitata b'sreifa. Om Rav Yosef, you know, even though we argued, and I explained the machloket yesterday about the shiur, and we said that the question is how to understand ki yitein, whether we're going to learn the yitein of the Shemen HaMishcha out of a context where it was compared to achila, and therefore it was a gezayit or not. Even though there's a machloket, that's only a machloket that's limited to Shemen HaMishcha. Because
B'shinui d'shanina. It's because of the way that we explained it yesterday, because we're comparing the netina to the sikha, and therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, it's a mashahu. But generally speaking, when we talk about netina, let's say the Torah said, don't put levona on a minchat chote. When you say, don't put levona, would that mean, according to Rabbi Meir, any slight amount? No, it would not. When it comes to netina, normally, netina de alma de v'yakol kizayit, everybody would be know that the concept of netina is a shir that is ru'uya, also for achila, and that's shir of kizayit. Gufa. Tanu Tanaka made a Rabbi Lazar. Getting back to what we said earlier about why it is that a goy could not be an object of sikha. In other words, that if somebody would put Shemen HaMishcha on a goy, it would be no different than putting it on a kli. And the Torah says it has to be yisach al tsar adam lo yisach. So we answer that even though a goy is considered to be an adam, but Rebbe Elazar, we quoted yesterday, kol sheyesh lo b'sach, yesh lo b'bal yisach. Whoever is himself not allowed to do the act of sikha cannot be the object of a sikha, and if he would be, he would be chayav. But if he himself is not chayav in the mitzvah of not being sach, and of course a goy has no iser to be sach, the Shemna Mishra is not included in that mitzvah, so then eino b'bal yisach, he's not included in the Torah's definition of al b'sar adam lo yisach either. So they are actually interdependent issues. Omar Lei, Rebbe Elazar, hearing this from the Tana, said to the Tana, you're absolutely right, Shapir Ka'amrit, and I'll tell you why. Because the way that the Torah writes the word Lo Yisach is with two yuds. And that can be read as Lo Yisach or Lo Yasich, meaning Lo Yasich, it shall not be on the flesh of a human, and it shall not be put on the flesh of you, which compares the two. Therefore, only somebody who's included in the Yisr, don't put it, is included in the flesh of the human. Tony Rebbe Chanani Kabede Rabbe. Minayin the Kohen Gadol. You know, there's an additional question here which we didn't talk about, and that is, and I want to prove to you, that a Kohen Gadol who takes the Shemen HaMishka, well, it's fresh, on his head. In other words, he just got Mishicha. Puts his fingers in his hair, takes a little bit of the Shemen HaMishcha, and rubs it on his tummy. I want to show you that he is chayev. And that's because Shemar al Bisar Adam lo yisach. So it's basically saying on the basar, on the flesh, it's the same thing. He shall not put it on his own flesh. Omle Ravach, Breda Rav Ravashi, why is this any different from a braita discussing a similar case, not it's true, not about Shemen HaMishcha, but about Shemen of Truma. Now, Shemen of Truma, a non-Kohen is not allowed to use, right? Now, here we're talking about an old Kohen whose daughter married a Yisrael, and he's holding his grandson in his arms. He takes the Shemen of Truma, which, of course, is his to use, and his grandson, who's a Yisrael, now snuggles up against him, and is being rubbed by the Shemen of Truma. That's not a problem. Kohen Shesach Shemen of Truma, his grandson, the Ben Bito, who is a Yisrael, is allowed to rub himself on his grandpa's chest and get the Shemen all over him, Ve'ino Choshesh. So how come that's different? Obviously, because once it's used, it's no longer considered to be included in the Isser that the Torah gave for it. So why are you saying that the Shemen HaMishcha, even though it's used, he can't rub it on his own tummy? Amalei hatamo, it's a big difference, man. By truma, it says, umetu bo ki yechalalu. In a zar using truma, he will be chayav mita b'dei shamayim because he is the one who is being mechalal the truma from its real status of kedusha. So kivan dechalalei, it's, in this case, since the grandpa was the one who used it, it's already itchal. There's no additional problem of being reusing it. But by the Shemen HaMishcha, it doesn't say anything about chilo. On the contrary, even after it's on the Kohen Gadol, it says beferish that we still view it as something holy, because it says over there, ki nezer Elohav arosho. What is that crown of the Lord is on his head? That is the crown of the Shemen HaMishcha. So we're still calling it Shemen HaMishcha, even though it's already put on his head. So Shemen HaMishcha kari rachmana afagav di ite alei lo yitzkel. That means even though he's used it and put it on his head, it doesn't become mechulal. There's no comparison, therefore, to the use of truma. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying, on all of the above, Yerchayev, Azdono, Karet, and Ashigiko, Chatat, and Yerchayev on an Asham, Chutz Mita, and Asham Tolui, if you're not sure, Alon Odasho, Chutz Mimetame Migdash Uvikidoshav. Now, when you say Chutz Mitame Migdash Uvikidoshav, which part do you mean, except for? You said three different things. You said Yerchayev Karet, Bishogi Yerchayev Chatat, and al noda yurchayev and asham. Are you saying on all of the above? No. Hachi ketani. Chutz v'metami migdash v'kadoshav sheino megi asham talui. Since an asham talui, which is brought when a person is not sure whether he did the iser, is only brought where a person is not sure if he does an iser, which if he did know, he would bring a chatat kvua. Metami migdash v'kadoshav never brings a chatat kvua anyway. He's chayev and all of the yore. And there was never a din of Asham Tolui given for a Asham Tolui. That's the point. Says the Gemara, well, now, wait a minute. If we're focusing only on Asham Tolui, why didn't we mention the fact that if someone had sinned before Yom Kippur, he wasn't sure that he had sinned. The din over there is that if Yom Kippur passes, then he doesn't have to bring an Asham Tolui. So if we're already talking about exclusions to the Asham Tolui, why wouldn't we mention the exclusion of Misha Aval of Yom Kippurim, who also is not maybe an Asham Tolui? So why not say that? Nit Menami. Omar Reish Lakish, well, because that's not a given. I mean, we're only talking about Hechad Ite L'Chatat Rachmana Patre. We're talking about a case where the chait is there. Right, and the Torah says, even though you have this chait of the time of Migdash V'Kedoshav, maybe, but you don't have to bring it. But we're over Alav Yom Kippurim, we took away the chait. So obviously, I mean, why would we have to list that? So we're not talking about every single case where you don't bring an Asham Tolui. We're talking about cases where you have a suffix of a sin that is extant, where anyway you don't bring an Asham Tolui. But in this case, I'll keep here, like, it's already over. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not the point. The point is that the Mishnah is discussing givens. This is not a given simply because, just because Yom Kippur passed by does not necessarily mean that you're not going to have to bring an Asham Tolui. Because let's say somebody is Mevaet in Yom Kippur. He says, I don't believe in this business about holy days being Mechaper. Person is responsible for his own actions. So he's Mevaet. He now rebels against Yom Kippur because he's saying, in Yom Kippur and Mechaper. So now let's say this guy realizes after Yom Kippur that he made a mistake. Well, but Yom Kippur was not Mechaper for him. So he would still need to bring an Asham Tolui, and therefore it's not a given. So Boilat to Yashem Tolui, Mashenken, a case of a time in Migdash Vikadosh was by definition. He was never Chayev the Yashem Tolui in the first place. Whereas Reish Lakish didn't want to say that, because Reish Lakish's opinion is that even if a person denies the validity of Yom Kippur, he would still be Mechaper on his sin, and he wouldn't need to bring his Asham Tolui. So, Bevaet Nami Mechaper Al Yom Kippurim. And by the way, that itself is big Machlokas, but Plukta, that is a standing Machlokas, as we know. It says that if somebody says, and now that there is a machlokas rishoni about the following statement. The Gemara is telling us that this is a standing machlokas, meaning that we know that this machlokas was argued elsewhere. Tosfos says it does not mean what it says. It doesn't mean that the machlokas about Yom Kippur is necessarily the same machlokas that we're about to bring between Abai and Rava about a similar case by Korban Chatat. Because if it would be exactly the same, we would end up contradicting our Kololei Psak, because Abaye of Rava would pass him like Rava, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. However, other Rishonim disagree, and say the Gemara means exactly what it says, and the reason why there's no problem of the contradiction in Psak is because in the end, Rava ends up agreeing, in which case we will pass him consistently like Rabbi Yochanan anyway. So, okay. But the question whether they're totally interdependent is not clear. But we certainly see a similarity. Somebody's going to bring a Korban Chatat, and he says, well, I don't believe that the Korban Chatat is Mechaper on me. That's the same thing as somebody passing through Yom Kippurim, and he says, I don't believe Yom Kippurim is Mechaper. So that's the question. So somebody says, this chatat should not be mechaper on me. So there, Abaya says, well, if that's the case, ein mechaper, the chatat is not mechaper. Whereas Rava says, no, it's mechaper anyway. Now, look, if the guy said, don't you dare bring that chatat, so there everybody agrees that it's not mechaper. Because it says, yakrivoto liritzono. No, he has the desire to bring it. We're talking about where he does want to bring it. So please, I'm a tikarev, but it shouldn't be mechaper on me. So Abaya says, well, then it's not mechaper. Because look, the guy said, amar lo techaper. Whereas Rava says, no, it's mechaper on its own. It's nothing to do with what he wants. Because kiv dover tikarev, the kapara comes on its own as a result of having been makrivit. It isn't really important what he thinks. So the kapara memela ati. Now the truth is, in the end, Rava changed his mind. He ended up agreeing with Abaye. And the reason he changed his mind is because he had no choice, because the Braita ended up contradicting him and supporting Abaye. Kitanya, like he saw in the Braita, it says, Yocho ye Yom Kippur mechaper al shavin v'al she'enam shavin. You might think that Yom Kippur is mechaper, whether you, now shavin or ain't shavin, we're going to explain in a moment what that means. But whether you were shav from your sin or you weren't shav from your sin. Vedinu. If a chatat and a shav is bechaper on the one hand, and Yom HaKippur is bechaper on the other hand, so then you can figure out yourself. But just like a chatat and a nasham are only mechaper on shavim, so too af Yom HaKippurim enu mechaper alal shavim. Yom Kippur too should only mechaper on the shavim. Continues the Braita and says, but that logic is not entirely persuasive. Because lo imamarta bechatat v'asham she'ena mechaprim ala mezit kishogei. There's a big difference, isn't there? A chatat and an asham are, by definition, only mechaper on someone who accidentally sinned, not on somebody who sinned purposefully. But maybe that's why they would be mechaper only if you did teshuva. But Yom HaKippurim, which is mechaper both on mezit and on shogeg, so perhaps Yom Kippur should be mechaper even if you're not shavim. And that's a big difference. So would you say the same thing? Tomar b'Yom HaKippurim she'mechaper al mezit kishogeg? Perhaps since, so ilu mechaper al mezit kishogeg, since it even works for someone who sinned purposefully, maybe it would work even if the guy doesn't do teshuva. So mechaper al shavim and on she'enam shavim. So therefore, we cannot rely on our logical analysis. Let's look at the pasuk. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah goes out of its way to say, Ach be'asar l'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh Yom HaKippur mu'mikra kodesh elechem. That is Ach. What do you mean Ach? Ach means there are times. In other words, so we are now mechalek between two cases. Ach, times where, meaning that the guy was shav, then Yom HaKippurim works. Now, before we can show that this is similar to the machlokas that we had about Yom Kippur, let us clarify what we mean by the word shavim or inam shavim. So in other words, if you're going to take the simple way out, and you're going to say shavim means what it usually does, which is not that you do teshuvah, but that had you known that what you're doing was wrong, you wouldn't have done it. And when you find out about it, say, oh my God. So inam shavim means shogeg, which it often does. And lo shavim means you don't feel bad about what you did, you fully intended to do it, as it may seem. But that's crazy. It can't mean that, because look in the language of the Braita. What does the Braita say? Katana. Lo imamarta bechatat v'asham. You said, well, chatat v'asham are only mechaper on shogeg, not mezid. That's why they're not mechaper on shavim. But it's the same thing. If shavim means shogeg, so what are you going to... You can't say, since they're only mechaper on shogeg, therefore they're only mechaper on shavim, if shavim means shogeg. So obviously we're talking about something else over here. What would that be? The only thing that it could be is that Elak Yahadu Ula Amr Rabbi Yochanan. The point would be perhaps, like Ula, what did Rabbi Yochanan? Somebody eats chalev. A finds out about it, sets aside a carbon chatas, and then he decides, maybe I should try religion. So he becomes a Catholic. So Zemir Dato. But then he eats chazar bo and he takes it all back, becomes Jewish again. There the din is, so maybe that's what shavim means. Somebody comes back into the fold. Nah, come on. What are you going to say that? In the case of Yom Kippur, what would be the similar case of Yom Kippur? In case of Yom Kippur, of Einam Shavim, with envy. A guy sins, he changes his religion before Yom Kippur, changes back his religion after Yom Kippur, and then you're going to say, since the Yom Kippur didn't work the first time, it'll never work again. Like, since the carbon was nichya, it'll never work. And that's ridiculous. Like, the next Yom Kippur wouldn't work. I mean, over there, the Yidikei Korban, you could say that a carbon becomes dochoy. You can't say a Ben Yisrael becomes dochoy. Once he changes religion, he can never have kapara. Where did you get this crazy thing from? I mean, over there, the gavra is still bar kapara. So that can't be what it means. Okay, the only thing that it could mean is the same achlok that we were talking about by Yom Kippur. Shavim means the guy says, I want the carbon chattas to be machapra on me. She'en Shavim says he does not want the carbon chattas to be mechapra on him. Lo techapra lechatati. Shema mina, that indeed Rava was wrong, because the Braita is saying the Farish, that a carbon chattas is not going to be mechapra if you do not want it to be mechapra on you. That's the Gemara. Now, if that's the case, we just brought a Braita that is essentially saying that Yom Kippur is ach, and it's only mechapra on someone who is shav. Well, I got a very strange other braita that is also part of Torat Kohanim, and it says the exact opposite. It says, Yocho, you might have thought that lo ye Yom Kippurim mechaper al shemitah nabo. Yom Kippurim is only mechaper if somebody fasts on it, if he doesn't drive to shul, lo asabo melacha, somebody who's karo mikra kodesh, he treats it as a mikra kodesh. Rashi says he says the correct tefillot for Yom Kippur. Others say that he dresses as if it's a yantiv, not that he puts on a t-shirt and jeans on Yom Kippur. But how about if lo nitanabo? How about if he doesn't fast? How about if he drives to shul? How about if he doesn't call it a mikra kodesh? He puts on some jeans. You might think that Yom Kippur will not be mechaper. Talmud lomar Yom Kippurim hu. It's always a Yom Kippur to me. So, mikom makom, no matter what the circumstances are, make up your mind. Do you hold that Yom Kippur is mechaper by taking it seriously, or it's mechaper no matter what? Both of these are stam sifra. I got news for you. I mean, how are you going to explain this away? They're both going according to the sifra. The sifra was said by Rabbi Yehuda. So, akashina, we have a direct contradiction in two brightot of the sifra. Rabbi, well, it's not really a problem, Akasha. One brighter was Rebbe, indeed, quoting Rebbe Yehuda, who's the author of the Sifra, a Libra Rebbe Yehuda. But the other brighter was Rebbe's own personal Shita, and ours, Rebbe, a Libra Dide. Because we know that Rebbe says, Beferish, Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Kol Averot Shabbat Torah, Bein Asat Teshuvah, Bein Lo Asat Teshuvah, Yom HaKippur is Mechaper. Other than somebody who is porik ol mitzvot completely, so he is kofer in Torah. He's megalapanim b'Torah, makes fun of it, like Menashe used to make fun of psukim and say, what do you got to write that timnai tapilegesh, what the Torah is really interested in everybody's private sex life. And mefer brit basar, which is a machloket. The Rambam learns mefer brit basar as he never was nimal. Others learn mefer brit basar is that he pulls up the skin of his penis to make it look like he's got an orla. So he's a little embarrassed of the other Greeks in the gym, you know. And that is called Moshech Ba'orlato. So these, all of these cases, only if a guy does teshuva Yom HaKippur is Bechaper, in love and Yom HaKippur is Bechaper. So that explains the two brightot. One is Rebbe, who says, even if you don't do teshuva, Yom HaKippur is Bechaper. He has a Rebbe Yehuda. Rava says, no. Both of these brightot work out perfectly well. Even I'll leave it a Rebbe, okay? And a Rebbe's own private shita, Rebbe Alibi de Nafshe. The thing is that one of the brayta that says Yom Kippur is only chaper if you do teshuva is talking about the case where you are a sinner on Yom Kippur. So the question is Yom Kippur mechaper for eating on Yom Kippur? Is Yom Kippur mechaper for driving on Yom Kippur? That's the question. Rebbe is moda that the averot of Yom Kippur itself, Yom Kippur is not mechaper unless you do teshuva. Because, I mean, if you're telling me, well, Yom Kippur is mechaper no matter what, even on eating on Yom Kippur, so how could the Torah say someone who eats on Yom Kippur is v'nichrata? I'll never be v'nichrata. Since he ate on Yom Kippur will be mechaper on him. So there's no way for him to be chayav karet. Kiva de b'chol sha'ata v'sha'ata mechaper, since Yom Kippur is mechaper all the time, Where will it ever be a time making mashkachetla? Where will there be a moment of karet on Yom Kippur? Yeah, what kind of question is that? My question, man. What if a guy works all night long, huh? Okay, and he dies at sunrise. Now, we know it says Yom Kippur. You have to be part of the day of Kippur, not the night of Kippur. So there, you were chayav karet for eating all night long or working all night long. We're over there, lo havi a moment of mechaper. There was no day of Yom Kippur to be mechaper on him, and that would be the case. What do you say about that? Okay, but the Torah doesn't say you're only chayav karet on the day. The Torah says you're chayav karet anytime Yom Kippur, even in the night. So that's all very nice. You gave me a case where a guy could be chayav karet at the night time, huh? I mean, only at night, I mean. But where would you ever be chayav in the daytime? The Torah talks specifically about a guy who eats be'etzem hayom hazeh. So be'etzem hayom hazeh is also the be'etzem hayom hazeh of be'etzem mechaper. Yitzum hashayom. So karet diyam mamayich mashkachet lo. Where would you ever be chayav karet in the daytime? That's what I want to know. I don't understand. Why is that a problem, my kusha? Why can't it be that a guy was eating in a restaurant on Yom Kippur, swallows a nice piece of steak and chokes to death on the steak? So then there never is a moment where he was alive for Yom Kippur to be mechaper on him when he wasn't sitting on Yom Kippur. So he would be chayav karet for eating on Yom Kippur. What's wrong with that? So maybe that's the point. Piece of steak. No, it's okay. Piece of steak kills him. The love of the show would be a moment of mechaper. He doesn't have one moment to be mechaper. Or maybe he's working, cutting with his chainsaw all the way up to the evening, and he cuts his head off with his chainsaw. Slips. That's the end of him. Inami, the Avid Avid at the summer of Shkiat HaCham. It's right before Shkiat HaCham. And Bahadi David, or maybe it wasn't really up to Shkiat HaCham. If it was up to Shkiat HaCham, there's never a moment of the day that he wasn't sinning. But maybe it was the middle of the day and he was cutting his chainsaw. Bahadi David Avid at the Paske Marla Shaka, his chainsaw cut off his feet and he drops dead. Umit. Amor is actually a hope. Showed me a moment of Kapla, so there too. Either there was no time in the day because he kept sinning until the day passed, or there was no time in the day because he died before it could be Mechaper on him. There's plenty of cases. I mean, you can't, I'm not saying Rava's assertion is wrong, but you certainly can't prove it by the illogic of there being Karet in Yom Kippur. The Chachomim say, well, not only the case of, that's what it sounds like to say, not only the case of time in Mikdash V'Kedosha, also Megadev. What is that? That makes no sense. Megadev has nothing in common. The problem with Megadev, as we saw earlier, is that you might think it's a Lav Shein Bo Maaseh. So the Chachom argued with Rabbi Akiva. But it has nothing to do with the words we mentioned a moment before, which is Patam in Yiddish V'Kedosha, which is referring to Hashem Toloi. You're not talking about Hashem Toloi and Megadev. What was it referring to? My Af Megadev. Here's what happened. The Rabbanan are commenting on the Mishnah, not on the last words. The Rabbanan are commenting. They just heard Rabbi Akiva saying in the Mishnah that one of the 36 kritut on which al elo yerchayev karet, etc., chatas, he mentioned an oath. And he didn't mention a yidoni. Now they're thinking to themselves, oh, what's the difference between an oath and a yidoni? So obviously we know what the difference is, that there's no maaseh, right? So they said to him, I'm really, I understand. You didn't mention the Yidoni. Why didn't you mention the Yidoni? Dolomaiti Korban, because he doesn't do anything. And you don't bring a Korban unless you do something actively. So he's Dolomaiti Korban Shulat Bo Maaseh. We hold that a Megadev also does not do any Maaseh, because he's only talking. And that talking is not a Maaseh. Tana Rabbanan, Megadev Mevi Korban. The reason that a Megadev would bring a korban, even though he doesn't do any action, is because it says karet. And furthermore, it says that it should be vinasa cheto. The man shall carry along his sin. Now, that doesn't really make very much sense. It seems to be repetitive. And it actually is the wrong pasuk. We'll see that what it should say is chet o yisa. Now, so the Gemara is going to explain this in a moment. Now, when you're saying because it says karet, I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all, Rabbi Akiva. Is there a cloud wherever it says karet? Karet, you have a carbon? I mean, it says karet about Korban Pesach, says karet about someone who didn't get a brit milah, and everybody agrees there's no carbon because it's a mitzvah to say. But Pesach u'milah. Ktibo karet. V'lo maite korban. So how do you know that that's not true about a Megadev also? No. You're getting confused. What it was saying is that a Megadev is maybe korban because, as we said earlier, Ho'il v'ba'al karet b'makom korban, the Rebbe Akiva. Since the karet was said in the context of bringing the korbanot katat of Avodah Zorah. Okay? So, Gassava, what he's saying is, Bigot Aboy Mirtav Karet B'Yama. Look, Megadev could have been mentioned anywhere. Why don't you throw in Et Hashemu Megadev as an afterthought in the Parsha of the Korban brought on Avodah Zorah B'Shogeg? It's the wrong place for it. So it's got to be that since it should have written it elsewhere, and instead Ktiv Karet B'Makom Korban, what Rabbi Akiva is saying is that the Torah is being Meramis to us, Shema Min Amayti Korban. Now the next words, which say, V'Omer, and besides all of that, it does, after all, say in the Pasuk B'Feirush, that Cheto Yisan, that is nothing to do with what Rabbi Akiva was saying. That was going according to the Rabbanim. Here's what transpires in between. The Rabbi Akiva says to the Rabbanim, look, you, and we're going to see this later on, you hold that the words Et Hashem U'Megadev is not even a reference to blasphemy. That Et Hashem U'Megadev in the context of that pasuk is referring to Avodah Zarah, not to Megadev. So how the heck do you guys learn in what pasuk does it say the iser of blasphemy, of cursing the Lord? That's what they was asking. You're claiming that a real Megadev let bo maaseh. That the Megadev that's mentioned as let bo maaseh is a mevarechat Hashem, and that this Megadev is referring to something else. So, karet tichtiv l'mayata, so this din of karet, in fact, where exactly does it appear by Megadev? What's that referring to? That is referring to, as we'll see, Avodah Zorah. So where do you know that there is a Mevarechat Hashem? So what it should say? Mimai. How do you know that there is a Mevarechat Hashem? And the Chachomim said, we'll tell you where we know it from. Since it says that if somebody is Mikalel, so it says the same Lashon, Cheto Yisah, that it says by a Korban Pesach. By a Korban Pesach, it says, someone who's chadala sota Pesach v'nichreta nefesh ha'i, cheto yisa ha'ishahu, the lashon of cheto yisa is learned out from Pesach Sheni. Just like Pesach Sheni, cheto yisa says beferish v'nichreta. So ma lahalan karet afkan karet. And where do we see all of this? In the bright Tanur Rabbanan. Et Hashem u'megadev is a reference, according to Isi ben Yehuda, to blasphemy. It's like an Adam Omer Lachavero, Geirafta, what's Megadev? Geirafta akara v'chisarta. You emptied out every last bit from the pot, you pig, and you even scraped off some of the pot along with it. Meaning that you were actually mechaser kevayachol from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you were kofer be'ikar. So he holds Megadev means blasphemy. It is Mevarechat Hashem. That's Loshel Megadev. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, no. It's kind of Omer Lechaveiro. Girafta et hakara, v'lo chisarta. Look, I mean, you're a slob. You took every content out of the pot by actually worshipping Avodah Zorah, but you didn't touch on the Iker pot itself. And maybe you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're just Jews for Jesus, you know? So you're over a Beshitov. But he holds Megadev is over Avodah Zorah. Tanya idach et Hashem u Megadev for Elazar ben Azariah omer ba'oved Avodah Zorah ha'katub medaber. V'chachamim omrim lo ba ha'katub ela liten karet lemavarech et Hashem. So basically, we have one lashon that talks about Ish asher yikalel v'nasa. That's Keto Yisa that we learn out from Pesach Sheni. According to the other man, the Omer, et Hashem u'migadeh v'dich v'ta nefesh ayi, is the reference to blasphemy. Whereas if you hold it, you need to learn for Pesach Sheni, then at Hashem u'migadeh, you understand that to be a reference to Avodah Zarah. So that concludes the cases in the Mishnah. And as we saw, we may only have a total, not of actually all of the cases that are machayev. Maybe we only have a total of 34 cases. We have other cases that are also chayev karet, but that are not chiyuv, that are necessarily a chiyuv of chatat. We know that there's karet on metamei mikdash v'kedosha. There's no hashem toloi on metamei mikdash v'kedosha. We know that there's a karet on Pesach Vemila. We certainly don't bring a chatat on Pesach Vemila. We know that there may be an Isser Karet on Ov Yedoni, but not necessarily do we bring a chatat even for Ov, because if you don't hold Rabbi Akiva, you hold it to name Bo Maaseh, because it's only a Maaseh Zuta. We do know that there's a certainly Karet even for Yedoni. We don't list Yedoni. So, Shloshim V'Shesh Kritot B'Torah is far from a definitive statement in terms of relationship to chatas, not to mention the fact that there's really another 38 chataot for the different melachot of Shabbat, not only one chatas for Shabbat, there's four different chataot for Avodah Zarah, not only one, as we mentioned over here. We may have Amaaleh, two different isurim that bring karet to terms of Shvutei Chutz. So basically the Mishnah is trying to give us a sense of the chiluk chataot, without attempting to be definitive across the board, according to everybody. It's going on Libra Rabbi Akiva, who holds that a Maisa Zuta is Mekhaya V'chatas. But we even saw over here, look, maybe Mekadef is not included, and in which case the Baal Ov would also not be included, and certainly the Mitzvot Aseh are not included. So, no, or Mita Bidei Adam. Even we paskin, even if there's malkut, we don't have karet. That doesn't matter. The Mishnah is concentrating on the theoretical karet in cases where it's not carried out on Adam, because generally of the impact of karet vis-a-vis the chatat. Now, if that's the case, then interestingly, even though kritut seems to be defining karet, it's really defining korbanot chatat. And since that's the case, the next Mishnah is going to concentrate on the other type of chatat. The other type of chatat is a korban chatat that's not really coming for chet, it's coming for tahara, b'chusuki puri. And there would be cases where we would bring, for a yoledet, let's say, b'safek, we would bring a korban chatat, if it's a chatat ha'of, we can bring it even mitzad ha'safek. But then, of course, it's not edible, because a chatat ha'of is going to be mulak, and Malika, if it isn't in its correct place, it's just plain the veil. That's, you might as well eat it at McDonald's. So Mamela, the Kohen, is not able to eat a Sofik Chatatao. That is the topic of our next Halakha Mishnah. Yesh Meviot Korban V'Ne'achal. There are times where we use the Lashon Nekeva, because it's a woman that we're talking about over here. There are times that a Yoledet would bring a Korban and it would be eaten by the Kohen. Yesh Meviot Korban V'Ne'achal. Times where it's brought out a Suffolk, it wouldn't be eaten. And times where they don't even bring a Korban at all because there's no Chiyah. Yesh Eno Meviot. Now here are the cases. The following Eno Meviot Korban V'Ne'achal. A woman who has a miscarriage of a mutated fetus, and it looks more like an animal than it does a human. So, kamin beima chaya va'ov. Rabbi Meir, you will remember, we spoke about this many times. Rabbi Meir holds, since it says yitzira on a beima chaya va'ov, it's close enough to Adam, and therefore she has to bring a korban yoledet. V'chachamim omrim, no, it has to look human. Ache b'tzurat Adam. Hamapelet sandal oshilya oshvir merukam or yotzei mechutach. For that matter, even if the child was crushed, or all that's left is a placenta or a embryonic sac, or the embryo comes out in pieces, or the mother is a shivcha that has aborted her fetus. In all of these cases, it's yichiyav of a real korban, and the kohen can eat it. The following, however, are meviot a korban because it's only a suffix, and therefore it's inon nechalot. ha-mapelet, but she's not quite sure what she was mapila, whether it really was the type of hapala that is mechayev a korban. Or you have two women that are mapilot. One of them was mapilot, something potter, and one was mapilot, something that was a chiyav. Rav Yosi, yes, but that's only if they're bringing their korban separately. One went to the Mizrach, one went to the Ma'arav. If both women are standing in front of us, they can bring a korban jointly and make a condition between them. If I was the one who was chayav a korban, let this be mine. If you were the one, let it be yours. And then it would be a vadai korban, and then it would be ne'achal. There are some women who don't bring a korban at all. Elo she'en meviot. Let's say the abortion consists of a shvir malei mayim. Seems to be consisting only of water, or only blood, or only various types of colors, so that there's mixed blood vessels and junk in there, but we don't see any tzura of a properly formed fetus. Or the fetus looks like a fish, which of course is common. Or chagavim, or shkatzim, or imashim. Over there, even Rabbi Meir is made, no yitzira is said by these things. Or, if the abortion takes place on the 40th day from conception, and it's not a complete 40 days, or for that matter, even if it's a real fetus. But where's Rabbi Zilberman's picture? Oh, here we go. Yeah, Richie, here. There you go. There you go. That works. That doesn't. So, in that case, if it was born through a Caesarean, or aborted through a Caesarean operation, it would not be Metame, whereas Rabbi Shimon is Bechayev, even by Caesarean. Yes, how do we know that a Shifcha is included in the Chiyav of a Korban Yoledet? You said over here a Shifcha. Where do we know that from? The Tanur Rabbanan. B'nei Yisrael. Ein li'ela B'nei Yisrael. How do you know a Gioret? How do you know a Shifcha? Also brings a Korban Leda. Tabud Lomar. Isha. So what is the meaning of a Chen Shifcha in the Mishnah? Because Salkatei Ramina. Why would I think that a Shifcha is Ptura? Because I might have thought, when do we say that a woman is chayevet in all of the mitzvot, an evet or a shifcha, are chayavim in all of the mitzvot that a woman is chayev, an evet is chayev. So isn't it obvious that a shifcha would be chayevet? No, because hanimilo bedover sheshavet ben bish ben biyisha. I might have thought that the only time that we say that rule, that whatever a woman is chayev, an evet is chayev, is in something that either a male or female would be chayev in. So therefore, the evet is chayev. But a korban yoledet is obviously only brought by a female. So maybe we don't say the rule, in which case an evet, a female evet, which is a shifcha, would not be chayevet to bring. So yoledet de benashim ita ba'anashim leta, emalot de chayev shifcha. Therefore, tana shifcha to teach me that that is not true. Elu mevim korban. And comes on Rabbi Yossi and says, well, but that's only if they're not both standing here. But if they're both standing here, they bring one. So how would they do that? My avdin. Well, both of them could bring one korban oila, because you can give a korban oila. I mean, each one a separate oila. They can bring an oila. And it could be an adava. So they could say, well, if I'm not really chayav, I'll just bring it as an adava. A chatas, what they do, the chatas are oaf. It's not a suffix. They bring one, you see. And then they make a tznai, and they say, if I'm the one that had the fetus that was chayav, so then this will be mine. And if not, and you'll give me the money that you put into this, so it should be mine. If not, I give you the money I put into it, and it's yours. But wait! How could Rabbi Yossi say that? I thought that Rabbi Yossi is the very shita that says you cannot make a condition for bringing a chatat. Does Rabbi Yossi hold you can make conditions to bring a korban? Vatznan Rabbi Shimon Omer, meviot shnehem chatat echad. Rabbi Shimon says that in a case where you have a question, say you have two pieces of meat, one of them was kosher, one of them was chalev, right? And two people eat it. One eats the other. So what happens is, says Rabbi Shimon, they bring one korban chatas, and they say, if I was the guy who ate the iser, then this is my chatas, and I take your money. If you were the guy, I give you money, my money. Says Rabbi Yossi, therefore it should say over here, not the word in the feminine, it shouldn't say meviot, it should say mevi. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, two people can't bring one chatas. Rabbi Yossi, ein shneim mevi'in chatat echad. So you see, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that you can make conditions. Says Rava, what are you confusing, for heaven's sakes? Rabbi Yossi is motivated that when it comes to a chatat of a yoledet, you can make conditions. This is a mechutzer kapora. For Chen Kiyata Ravin, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Motor Rabbi Yossi with mechutzer kapora. You know why? It's so logical, for heaven's sakes. The only reason that Rabbi Yossi denied the ability to make a condition on a chatat vadai, over there it's because the Torah says you have to know that you sinned. So boy gavri yidiyat echiv ohoda elav chatatot. So how can you bring a chatat vadai when you don't even know that you sinned? It's ridiculous. Hilkach lo matin omatne. You can't bring a joint chatat and make a condition because neither of you know that you sinned. But over here, what do you have to know? You don't have to know anything. You're bringing the korban to be matir, the woman to eat kachi. She's tamei. What's that have to do with knowing? We just have to bring this korban. So alkaki ma'etia nashim korban. What's it for? Lishtariya b'achilat kodashim. Kinatanya sefer day. By the way, it says beferish. Rabbi Yossi says, and that you conveniently left that out to ask your question. Rabbi Yossi says kol chatat. Note the following words: kol chatat shibal chait. That's what he says, but that's obviously dependent on Hodala Chatato. And then we said the following: don't bring a chatas at all. Someone who delivers by Caesarean was Rabbi Shimon, is Machaiva Yotzi Dofen. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon get the idea that a Caesarean is included in Isha Kitazria? Amar Shakish Amar Krav. The Torah said, "V'im nekeva teleit." Now, why do you have to say "im nekeva teleit"? Just write "v'im nekeva." You said, "Isha kitazriya v'yalda zachar." Okay, she's tmeya 7 days, etc., etc., etc. What should the next pasuk say? And if it was a girl, "v'im nekeva." Instead, it says, "And if she gives birth to a girl," what do you have to repeat the giving birth she asked for? Okay, so therefore that's coming to tell me there's two different ways to give birth. There's vaginal delivery and cesarean delivery. So Rabot Ledacheret, which is what? A Yotzei Dofen. And why did the Rabbanim disagree? Rabbanim my time. Omer Rabboni ben Patish, Parpatish, because it says Ishaki Tazria V'yalda. Now what is the point of getting down to the dirties and saying Ishaki Tazria? Just say a woman who gave birth. What do I got to know about the original intercourse for? So that's the point. The Torah is saying you've got to give birth from the same place where you got pregnant. That's the point. Achteleid mimakom shemazra, which means only a vaginal delivery is included by definition in the concept of Isha ki teleid. You can't add something that the Torah is specifying is not included, namely as a Syrian delivery.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Okay, we're holding on Daf Zayin. It's a Shabbos Kedesh, Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Shemachay. And we did not finish Daf Vavma Mibes. We're going to have to start from Tana Rabbanan, which is halfway up the big lines. In the middle of the big lines, exactly. Tana Rabbanan, actually, 2 lines down from the middle. But Tana Rabbanan, Hasach, 2 lines down from the middle of the big lines. Tana Rabbanan, Hasach, B'Shemen HaMishcha, La'Be'ima V'Kelim, Patur. Somebody, we've been talking about the Isser of using the Shemen HaMishcha in a place where there's no mitzvah to do so. And here the Brisa says that's on a eunuch. If you would use the Shemen HaMishcha on an animal, or on kelim, you would be potter. But of deko chavim alametim, you would also be potter. So if you use the Shemen HaMishcha to anoint it of ovid kechavim, or a dead body, you would be potter. So Bishlam, the kelim, I understand, that makes sense. It says, b'feirush basar adam lo yisach, and that means it's only on a human. Behema the kelim are not human. I understand why even the dead are considered to be potter, to give him the meat, play mate karibalav adam. Once someone has died, he's no longer called a human. He's called a corpse. Avdeko chavim. Why are avdeko chavim not considered to be human? Adam, Ninu. lives. As the Gemara, indeed, they are not included in the word Adam. It means Atem Kruim Adam, Ve'ino Avdei Kochavim Kruim Adam. So when the Torah refers to Adam, it's referring to those who are involved in the Mitzvah Sator. And as I'm telling you, not to put an Al-Basar Adam, meaning within the context of these halachas, and Avdei Avdei Kochavim are not considered to be Adam in this context. We are exceeding Nefesh, V'Nefesh Adam, Shishasar Aleph. Over there, it's talking about the number of Avdei Kochavim that were captured. Sure, that's in the context of animals. If you're contrasting human captives versus animal captured, so that's Lafuki Be'ema. Okay, well, I mean, what about the Ninveh? In Ninveh it says, you know, it had 120,000 humans, it says, Adam, and they weren't Jewish. It calls them Adam. You know, because there also says, Ube'ema Rama, so Ahul Afuki Be'ema. Well, you know what? It could be there's a completely different approach over here. See, by saying, it's time to time and come in the Rebelazar. Kosh yeshno besach, yeshno bebal yisach. Kosh yeshno besach, eno bechlau yisach. The Torah defines in the context of the dinim of the Shemen HaMishcha the chiyuv of Sach, which is on a Jew. So the Isser of Lo Yisach, we'll see that we actually learn this out from the lettering, the extra Yud, that we read it either Lo Yisach or Lo Yasif. So the one who's Mitzvah on Lo Yasif is the Lo Yisach Alav. And therefore, since the Goy is not included in the Isser of using the Shemen HaMishcha, he's also not included in the Isser of being used as an object of Meshicha. V'koshen HaMesach, Eino Bechla Yisach. Now, Tanya Yidach is another brisa that says, Asach B'Shemen HaMishcha Be'imala Kelim L'Avdei Kochavim Ometim Patur. And it gets into a different issue, which is, what if you use the Shemen HaMishcha for Melachim, who already had Meshicha? Or for Kohanim Gedolim, who already had Meshicha, and who, I mean, in a sense, you could call him a czar. It says al czar. I mean, he's not, he's supposed to get Meshicha. Point is, he already got it. So Rabbi Meir says, well, I mean, in terms of this particular act of Vesicha, he's like anybody else, and therefore you would be Chayiv. And Rabbi Yehuda, we can turn it off. It's about, it's already fine here. Right, the temperature's gone down. Yeshev b'mkom kvodo v'anachno l'chabe et ha-cheshmon. By the way, Saba Josh called to apologize. He missed his bus. After all that, he felt so bad. He got there a few minutes late, and so he wants to thank everybody for the, he may still make it, he said, but you know. Okay, so now it's an embarrassing situation, everybody changes.
You know.
We're coming to the next mission, we'll wait at the next mission for him. No, we pushed off the time in order to accommodate his trip. All right. So it could well be that it's a drush. The drusha is based on this. Now, the question is over here on the Kohen and on the Kohen Gadol that already got you. Mishicha, Rabbi Meir, is Bechayev, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. There's another machlokas also between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. V'kama Yisach v'yechayav. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Shehu, Rabbi Yehuda Merkizayit. Aye, V'yom Rabbi Yehuda Patur. Wait a minute. I thought Rabbi Yehuda said you're Poter no matter how much you use. No, this is a different machlokas. The first machlokas was about Melachim and Kohanim. This is one issue. Now we switched in the middle without telling you, sorry. Now we're talking about where there is an Isser. You're being stuck in the head yet. How much oil do you have to use to be Chayiv? That's a machlokas, whether it's a Mashu or whether it's a Gezayit. Now, what's the machlokas based on? So, the machlokas are very near of you, but my plea. When it comes to this halacha, they're arguing in the shiur here, by a hedyot, in the basis of the word notain, v'hapligi. Rabbi Meir says, al-psar adam lo yisach. Now, we know that sicha does not have a shiur. Sicha, a little bit, the way that you do the b'shicha of the shaman does not require a shiur at all. But When the Torah discusses the Yisr, it discusses it in terms of Netina, Asher Yitain Mimenu Al Zar. Therefore, says Rabbi Meir, Ma Sicha Koshuhu Af Netina Koshuhu, it means that the Isur of Netina Al Zar is also a reference to the same question of doing the Sicha. Doing the Sicha doesn't have a shir. Rabbi Yehuda says no. The word Netina always refers to the shir of a Gezari. And we learned in the din of Netina over here, from the normal din of Netina, Netina de Alma. Just like Netina de Alma is a Kizayit, Av Netina de Alzar is Kizayit. And the way that we learn Netina de Alma, the model for Netina de Alma, is Ish Ki Yochal Kodesh V'yitein Lakohen Et HaKodesh. If a Zar eats Truma, and that's the Shir of the Chilas Truma, but Kizayit, it says V'natan, you should give the Kohen the Kodesh. So in other words, that Kizayit we find included in the din of Netina. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, look, there's two different issues over here. There's the mitzvah of Sicha. And then there's the yitzur of Netinat Hashemen al Basar Adam, who is not supposed to be getting Sicha. That Netinah is learned from the standard Netinah, which means you'd have to use a kezayit of oil to be chayim. Whereas Rabbi Meir says, look, clearly the yitzur of Netinah is an application of the mitzvah of Sicha. They're saying, do the mitzvah of Sicha, and don't in the Netinah place it where there's no mitzvah of Sicha. So it's the same shir. If the chiv of Sicha is a mashu, so here it's also the Netinah is a mashu. And what about in the other question over here, the Gabi Malachim, the Kohanim? I mean,
there are many places Nasan is not Gazai, Nasan Kamas Mizbeach, okay, Nasan Abahunas Yadav Raglav. There's also all of these cases where there's Messina where there was not Kazai's.
Very good point. Excellent point. See, sometimes he comes up with some shattering jabs. You gotta let him finish. All right, let's consider what the specific nature of this Netina would be. I don't know the answer to that. Very good question. What about the other machlokes? But sicha from Mimshach, Malachim, Kohanim, everybody agrees. That's a kosher. Dibre kosher. From Reb Yosef. What about the other machlokes? But my plea, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Gabi Malachim, Kohanim, whether there's a chiyuv or not, the question over here, Richie, you missed, was machlokes, if someone already got the sicha that he requires. He's a melech. Now you do another sicha. Is he included in the same Yisur as anybody else? You can't, or is he in a different category because he's not a czar in terms of the oil? Well, the machlokes is like this. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, they're arguing in. Rabbi Meir Savar Asher Yitei Mimenu Azar. The Torah says specifically not to use Shemen HaMishcha on the flesh of a Zar. Melech HaKohen, that are currently not chayev in the din of Mashiach, they already got it. They're, as far as this is concerned, they're Zarim like anybody else. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, when it says a Zar, it means someone who's in his mocker, he's a Zar. He has to be a Zar mitchilato v'atzofo. The melech v'kohen, in terms of the shemen, are not Zarim. They're meant to be mishuchim, and mikor alav Zarimu. And Om Ravik, Rebbe Ravami, you should know that this is an old machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi. It's sort of like Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday. No matter what time Shabbos is, you're always struggling to get there. This is the same as Barneah. It doesn't matter when the shir is. If we make the shir 15 minutes later, it's the same struggle of those 10 minutes, right? It was 9 o'clock at night, 8:15 in the morning, right? It's an amazing thing. So what we have to do is we have to have a special time of shir for Banan.
Can I get mine a special time too?
You need one too? Exactly. You're pretty good.
I know, it's always... Whatever, there's just that much to do. Whatever you want, and add
uh-huh,
the
door,
the phone ringing, whatever it is. Finishing my kids' homework.
So all we have to do is put out the word that it's a different time. Right? And your wife won't decide to talk to you at exactly that moment and so on. Everything will be pushed up.
The funniest thing is traveling with Syrians. Because let's say there's 7 members of the family. They all say, tell everybody else 9 o'clock to wait for 9 o'clock. But they all say it.
It's incredible. Well, that's hopeless. So, now this is an old machlokas, actually, that has a lot of other applications as to what defines the context of Zar, whether it means the current state or whether it means from the beginning. And we see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir actually argue about this. Ozdul Tamai, with the last two words now on the base, we're about to switch up to Amin Alam, on Zion to Tanya. Bat Kohen Shenisait LeYisrael V'Akla B'Truma. We have the same question over here. A Bat Kohen who marries a Yisrael no longer has a din of a Bat Kohen, right? So she's not allowed to eat Truma. If she goes ahead now and eats Truma, she's basically stealing. But if she has a din of a Zar, she's not only stealing, but she has a separate Yisrael V'Akhilas Truma, and she has to pay an extra Chomash and so on, right? So here it says, Mishalemet HaTakeren V'Eina Mishalemet HaChomash. Furthermore, if she is a Bat Kohen married to Yisrael who now has an affair, Mitata, normally we would say, if she's a Bat Kohen, so even though now she's in Nisei Yisrael, Mitata Bisrefa. Her Chiyav would be Bisrefa, but if she's Nisei Bechad Ben Absulim, then she's Mishalemet Keren V'Chomesh. It's an interesting thing. If she was a Bat Kohen, and she didn't have anything that passed her from the Kuna, there's a very special halacha that she is chayev sreifa for Znud, was normally an eshet ish is chayev chenet for Znud. Our question is her status being currently married to Yisrael. Here we're saying there's two things in which the shita that we're seeing here, which is of Melman, we'll see as Rabbi Meir, in which he holds that she is basically still considered to be a bat kohen. Because it says over here, first of all, her mitah is bisreifa, for having an affair with someone, even though she's married to Yisrael. Furthermore, it says that although she didn't have a right to take the truma, she has to pay it back because it's stealing, but she doesn't have the chiyuvim of a zar who eats truma, which has a separate chiyuv of also paying an extra knas of 25%, which equals a chomish of the total amount. So that's Rabbi Meir's shita, Divrei Rabbi Meir. On the other hand, if she was Niseta Chad Min Absulim, if originally she had married somebody that passes her from the Kunish, that becomes a Chalala, so then as a Chalala, she's indeed Pasol all the way. So says Rabbi Meir. V'chachomim omrim, Akatzu V'achatzu, Mishalom Takar, V'na Mishalom Takhomesh, Mitata Bisreifa, V'chachomim say, now wait, even if she's currently a Chalala, the din is that she would still be considered to be a Bat Kohen, even though she's basically ruined. She's a Chalala, right? Over there, Rabbi Meir, I must add and explain, that although Rabbi Meir says there she continues to have the din of the Kuna until she's mitchalelet, that is not because her current state is the heter of Achilas Truma, obviously. The point over there is that she can always restore that state. If her husband dies, and she doesn't have any children, or she marries a Kohen, or whatever. In other words, it's possible to get back to Achilas Truma. So these are not permanent states, but her states of Chilo turn her into a Zar, and therefore she's like a Zar that eats Truma, and she's a Zar when it comes to the dinin of Chenek versus Sreifa Freshatish. Whereas Avila Kachomim will argue on Rabbi Meir, which is always Rabbi Yehuda is Bar Kluta. So Rabbi Yehuda says over here, it doesn't matter what the case is, even if she's currently a Zar, that doesn't mean she would be Mishalem Bet Chomesh, because she's not a Zar Mitchilav Atzov. Omer Rabbi Yosef, getting back to our sugya, I just want you to recognize that Rabbi Yosef's machlokus that we have over here is Dafkab and Tzidat Shemin HaMishcha, or Bishinu Yedishanina, Avum Netina, the Almadi Reakok is Zayt. If you're talking about the sugya here, yes, sugya over here is, do we compare the din of Nesina al-Zar to the din of Meshicha and Sicha, which is on the Kohen, which is a Mashu, or do we learn it out from Netina d'Alma? But when it comes to Netina d'Alma, everybody is motivated that the Shear over there is certainly a Kizayit. So in other words, let's say you have a question of putting on the Isser. The Torah says it's Osser to put Livona on a Minchas Chotek, for instance, right? What is the Yisra of Netina over there? What would you be over on? A Mashu? No, everybody's more than Netina over there. Is learned from the Natan Nakoyin at HaKadosh. That it's Kizayit. So that's, it's because of the specific issue here that we're wondering whether we should compare the Yitein Mimenu Azar, whether that should be a Psar Adam, whether that should be learned from the Dinner Mashiach.
Who's Chayav? The Notain or the
Notain? The Notain. Gufa. Tony Tana Kamele Rivalazi. Kol she yeshna basach, yeshna baba yisach. Kol she yeshna basach, ina baba yisach. Whoever is usher in doing an action of sikha, namely a Jew who's chayv in the mitzvah, is also usher as an object of sikha if you go to be sach him. But if he's not chayv, then surprisingly, even though he's an Adam, but you're not chayev on doing the sikha on him. Tani Rav Chananya Kameda Rava, minayin, lekar, sorry, I think I skipped, right? And he said this in front of Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar told him, very good, shakar karmat, excellent. Because if you take a look at the word, it says lo yiyasach, with two yuds. Why the right two yuds? To read it as if you move the yud in two directions. If you move the yud either between the sabach and the chav, to read ba yasich, and ba yiyasach, that you should be the object of the sikha. So therefore it comes to tell me the one who is the usher in ba yasich is usher to be an object of Yisach. How do we know Kohen Gadol, he gets the Mashiach, he doesn't want to waste all that nice oil, so he rubs his tummy with it. Right? So now, in rubbing his tummy, how do we know that there he would be chayav?
That's where it comes from. Patting the head and rubbing the tummy.
Probably. Shenema psar adam lo yisach. So in other words, there's a separate halacha of bisar adam, and that's on anybody. Amalei Rav Ach, Amalei Rav Ashi. By the way, this Gemara, just that line, causes many different perushim in the Gemara that we had earlier. The Rambam actually takes from this Gemara a completely different interpretation than previous Gemara. Because what we're talking about over here is the difference between nitina and sikha. So in other words, the fact that you're supposed to do the act of mashicha, rich man, come on.
What was it?
Is that you have a separate question whether you're rubbing oil in or whether you're pouring oil out. So when we distinguished before whether we're learning out Nitina from Sikha, the Rambam learns that in two different cases. It's a case of Nitina without rubbing. What's the shear there as opposed to the case of rubbing with the Sikha, where over there for sure it would be Mashu, you see. Because that's what we're doing over here. We're basically Mubachalik. It's like, okay, you poured the oil out, now you're rubbing the oil in. That's a different halacha. Others are Mubachalik between the place of Mashiacha and the place of Sikha. So in other words, what you're talking about over here is it's not a question of the pula of rubbing versus pouring, but rather the tummy rub had nothing to do with the Mashiacha. And over there, certainly it's considered to be a separate act of Sikha rather than Tinat Shena. Why is it that when it comes to the Shemana Mishnah, you say if you use the oil on your head to rub your tummy, so then it's considered to be usur? And yet when it comes to Shemen Sreifa, where you have oil that became tummy, the Kohen's supposed to use that oil, binena from the oil, when he's burning it, right? So the question over there, or if he's taking Shemen Shel Truma that he's allowed to use for Sikha, so then if he uses it, and he rubs himself down with it, and that's the correct usage of it, so then can he now, he has grandchild. The grandchild's a Yisrael. His daughter married a Yisrael. He takes his grandchild and he rubs his grandchild on himself so that he gets the oil on the baby as well. I mean, listen, you get two for one, right? So he's got Ben Bito is a Yisrael. He can take Ben Bito and maybe Dunk Elbow. They know for change. Why? Because he already used the oil. So as the way he's using it, it's okay. Once he uses it, the Yisrael can make use of it. And so over here, same thing. You used it. You put it out on the coin's head. Fine. Now it's done. You did the Mashiach. Why is he any different than his grandson, so to speak? Legabe the Truma, the Sherman of Truma. On Marley, over there, it says by Truma, it says Beferush. Umeitu bo kiye chalaluhu. You could be mechalalit. Kiven de chalalei ha'yitchil. Avogar Shemen HaMishka, notice it says, Kinezer Elokav Al Rosho, Mashma, that it's always on him. And that means the Shemen HaMishka is called Shemen HaMishka Kai Rachmana Afagav the Ite Alav, even though it's still on its head, it says the Nezer Elokav, that Shemen HaMishka is the crown of God, and therefore retains its shame of Shemen HaMishka, it's Lo Itfil, There's no comparison to truma.
What was it, the ki halala by the shemen?
Ki halalu is talking about shemen truma.
That
a czar who uses it wrong, who makes it a ki halalu. If you use shemen wrong, so there's the czar side misa.
Right. And the shemen becomes
the shemen. Shemen becomes the mechula?
As opposed to the shemen misa.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's shayach to be mechalal. It's not saying if it. Actually, Rashi says over here, it's only if it was used properly that it becomes mechalal. That's all, again, because of the size of these dafim, it's not kedai to go into my focus in, but Rashi goes out of his way to say that it was. The way that you used it was the way it was meant to be used. By the case of the Kohen. There's a whole discussion over here whether it loses its shem truma. It's another one of these brilliant brisker rubs in which he's mechalik between the iser of the chilul in terms of the sikh over here, or whether it's an actual loss of the shem truma. And he proves that it's not a loss of the shem truma from the Rambam. It's still called truma. And if you would eat it, you would be chayiv, in fact. And the din of chil is the god of this tashrish, which is why Rashi is saying that it was used. It's like way beyond our time limit.
But he's allowed to do this?
Yeah, the year is allowed to do it. Absolutely.
Because it's for his use.
Not for his use. If the child's a gadol and he wants to make use of it, he can do the same thing. Once the father, the grandpa used it, he can rub it on himself. From the father's body, grandfather's body. Right, it becomes chulin for this usage. Yeah.
That's what
Rashi
is saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going through the Mishnah. We finished now all of the cases. Baruch Hashem. Now we get to the rulings at the end. At the end of the Mishnah, it says that on all of the above, your chayev as an occurs, you're going to be chayev akhatas, except for tami mikdash kedusha. When you say except for, what do you mean? What are you saying except? You're excluding it from what? What exactly did you exclude it from when you said chutz? No. Remember that we ended up in the Mishnah saying that all of the above are chayav chatas, and if you have a lo hodah shalom yom mesupak, you bring an arshim talui. That's what it's referring to. It's saying chutz mitami migdash umosho. Why? Because you only bring an Hashem Tolui on something that Shechayev HaChatat Kvu'ah, and Mitzami Migdash V'Kedoshav is a Korban Oleh V'Yored, and the Torah is only Shechayev HaChatat Tolui on Oleh V'Yored. But if that's the case, is the Gemara, it's not a Chutz Misha Avar Alav Yom HaKippurim. Why can't you say, and of course, someone who was Chayev, now that you're saying it's only referenced to Hashem Tolui, so why can't you say someone who was over Yisr, in Yom HaKippurim, the past, he would not be chayiv, and maybe Hashem Tolui, because Yom HaKippurim is Mechafra on the chiv of Hashem Tolui. Why does the Mishnah mention that? Now, obviously, it's a little bit of a crazy question. I mean, the Mishnah's listing Yisurim. Is that listing events? What kind of nonsense is this? Right? I mean, what do you mean? And I mean, the Terutzim, we're going to come up with ways in which Yom Kippur wouldn't be Mechaper, why don't you just say it's talking about before Yom Kippur, okay? If you want to talk about the event. So therefore, the Achronim are Mepharish, the Gemara's Kasha, a very, very simple way. One of the things listed in the Mishnah was someone who eats or does Malach on Yom Kippurim. You can't bring an Hashem Tolui on that, because since by definition it happens on Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur was Mechaper. So it should say, let's see.
That's what
it's referring to. So it's beautiful. So then the case is b'chayiv you to say chutz mi Yom HaKippurim. So what are you going to do with that? So when this name chutz mi shavah of Yom HaKippurim she'in mevi Hashem tolui. Amar Reish Lakish ki katani hecha deite lechatzat v'rachmana patrei. Because the cases that we're talking about in the Mishnah are cases where the chet continues to exist. But on this chait, the Torah was not mechayev and Hashem told him. And didn't give you a mode to be mechaper. But by Yom Kippur took away that chait. That was mechayev you, the korban. We're not talking about cases like that. So over there, lete lechatat, to kafale. He was already mitchaper through Yom HaKippur. Rabbi Yochanan says no, because it's not a given that there's no Hashem talui on this case. Because he might have been mevaet in his kapora. Now, the guy who doesn't believe that Yom HaKippurim is mechaber on him, Yom Kippurim will not be Mechaper for him. So it isn't a given that just because Yom Kippur passed, therefore he's not Chayav and Hashem Tamuli. So maybe that's what we're referring to. Mishnah's talking about the overall possibilities of the cases over here. So the Mevaik, the Kamer, in Yom Kippurim, Mechaper. No, 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 sorry, but our president has a cold. So what happens when you come in late? You're making our president move.
I'm watching Richie's head. It's affecting me and I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm. All right. Give it to him, man. If it's Richie, yeah, exactly. Sock it to him. Maybe you should put it up on number three if it's Richie. You ever see the penguins in the zoo, Rich?
Yeah.
I'm just a fan. They're all sitting there. Believe it or not, it's not to keep them cool. No. It's to keep mosquitoes off of them. Because they're very liable to contract disease. Yeah. Everybody looks at those penguins. They're the poor penguins, keeping them here in this cage. You know, have to blow air over them with the fan. Actually, they're quite comfortable.
Strange creation.
Huh?
It's a strange creation.
Yes, yeah, it's a very strange creation. So, yeah, so continues the Gemara. So now, that could be a simple case where one was mevayet, and therefore there's a case where you would require still an Hashem Tomei. So the Yehada Be'basa Yom HaKippur, there, if he did Shuvah afterwards, and Amboi Lasri, Hashem Tomei, he's now going to have to bring an Hashem Tomei, right? He's no longer a Mevayet in Kampar. So Reish Lakish Sova, Mevayet, wait, did I skip over here? Yeah, I did, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I did. No, I skipped. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, yeah. Reish Lakish said, it's talking about, he said, Rabbi Yochanan says, talking about Mevayet. And the Yehada Be'basa Yom HaKippur, and Loi Boi Lasi Yom HaKippur, Reish Lakish Sova, whereas Reish Lakish, the reason he didn't want to say that shot, which is very, very straightforward, is because he holds that even someone who would be Meva'et in his Kapora, Yom HaKippurim would still work. And that Machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is actually, Beplukta, is part of a further Machlokas to have in general about the nature of Kapora, which we find Abayev Rava also arguing Lagabi Korban Chatas in general, not only Gabi Yom HaKippurim, where somebody says, Omer lo yechapir li chatati. I don't want my korban chatas to be a kapara on me. So Abaye says, okay, so it's not mechaper. Rava says it is mechaper. If he said, lo tikarev, if he says, I don't want to bring the korban chatas, everybody agrees, of course it's not mechaper. It's not a kosher korban, because it says the first in the pasuk, yakrivo to lirat so no. If it's not lirat so no, forget about it. My focus over there, the guy says, okay, fine, bring the korban. Do your thing. But I don't believe it's going to make any difference to me. So over there, he says, the guy says it shouldn't be mechaper, I'd be mechaper on it. Rova amar mechaperet, kiven de omar tikarev. Look, it's not his. Kapora anyway is magic. I mean, the guy says it should be brought. If it should be brought, you bring it. The kapora is a result of what it is that you did. You did it, you did it. That's all. Kapora memela ati. The kapora comes out of it. It's not something that you do. And the truth is, Rava, who said over here that it's mechaper, ended up having harata. Why? Because the brisa makes it clear, since Rav himself actually is Mepharis' brisa later, makes it clear that he gave in to Abaye. Because it says, Yo'ko ye Yom HaKippur mechaper al shavim v'al she'inam shavim. You might think that Yom Kippur should be mechaper whether you're shav or not. The Gemara is going to explain what that means, whether you're shav or not. The dinun, isn't it obvious what the issue is here? It's no different than a chatas v'ashem, is it? I mean, if chatas v'ashem are mechaper, and Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. In the same way that Chatas V'Hashem can only be mechaper on someone who is Shav. And it says, oh, da'al av chatato, mashmah of the yediyah is going to be something that makes him want to address his sin. So, af Yom HaKippurim, yinu mechaper al ha-shavim? Nope. Lo imamer to Chatas V'Hashem. That's because they're not mechaper on mezid. They're only mechaper on choking. Now, Rashi points out that the use of the word asham over here is not correct. Because an asham is mechaper amezid. Let's say asham shivcha harufam. There are ashamas that are coming on amezid. The Gemara's raya is from chatas over here. So chatas is not mechaper mezik yishoge. And maybe that's the reason. Torah of Yom Kippur, mechaper mezik yishoge. Hol mechaper mezik yishoge. Maybe it would be mechaper whether you're shav or not. Talmud lomar, ach. Therefore it says, ach basar lachodesh. Why ach? Ach means it's somewhat biasar lachodesh hazeh. But not completely. And it's depending on the case, Yom Kippur will either apply or not apply. Now, when you say shavin and enam shavin, explain to me exactly what you mean. My shavin or my enam shavin? Ilema shavin means, well, you did it b'shogeg and had you known about it, I mean, then you wouldn't have done it. And lo shavin means it's amazing. That's ridiculous, because immediately afterwards we try to say, no, chatas v'asham, we're going to learn an alpha. Can't learn an alpha chatas v'asham, because they're different shogeg and amazing. That was the whole thing you said in the first place. You said, a bring a riot from chatas for Ashram that they're not mechaper on enam shavin. So then you go, no, chatas for Ashram is different because they're not mechaper on enam shavin. What's that supposed to mean? So obviously it can't be, the meaning can't be shavim in terms of whether you're mezid or shogeg. Ella, it must be the cases like ulam or biyochra, akal chela vifrish korban. What happened is over here, a guy eats chela, realizes he did something wrong. He goes out now, he sets aside a carbon, and then he's approached by Reverend Moon, and he becomes a Moody. And he's a mir dato. Now, eventually, after they lock up Reverend Moon for tax evasion, he comes back for Chazar, oh, he's Chazar b'sheila, and now he's, and now he wants to bring his carbon. Once that carbon was not usable, so therefore, the carbon now is nitcha, and you can't use it. So that must be the question over here of shoving, meaning he wasn't shoving the whole time. Basically, what happened is the guy did an avera. Then he became a muni. Right? Now, Yom HaKippurim would have been mechaper on that avera, except that he became a muni and not mechaper. Now, he's shoved. The next Yom Kippur, will it be mechaper on him now that he's not a Muni or not? Right? That's the question. Says the Gemara, that's ridiculous. The Yitzchei Korban, I mean, Gavra Bar Kaporo, what heard of such thing as a person becoming Nitche from Kaporo, and we're going to compare that to an animal? I don't get it. That's not the case. Okay, so then maybe the Pshat is, like we're saying, Shavin is the Omar, Yechaper Alay Katati. Shavim means the man believes in his kapara. And Adam Shavim, where he says, Shmami, that's what we see from here. That what? That we're bringing a raya against him. Rava said that the question is over here, it's mechaper, whether he's Shavim or Adam Shavim. And meaning whether he accepts the kapara, he's bayed in his kapara or not. And here the Brisa says, Beferish, that indeed we will learn out from Ach, Chalak, someone who's not miming in his kapora, Yom Kippur won't be a mechaper for him. So therefore, it's clear that Rava had charat. Ramini says the Gemara, but there's another brisa that you keep doing that. That there's another brisa that says that the opposite. It says Yochel lo Yom Kippur mechaper ella. You might think that Yom Kippur will only be mechaper on someone who kept Yom Kippur. He was mitanebo. He didn't do malacha. He called it mikra kodesh. Interesting machlokas over here. Whether calling it mikra kodesh means saying kiddush in davening, which we do of course, Yom Kippur is that, right? Or whether kara'o mikra kodesh means wearing nice clothing. If you don't wear nice clothing, it's tosis because of the mitzvah. If you don't wear nice clothing, then it's considered to be a chilul of the chag. That's why it's nogev on Chol HaMoed. The mavaz is HaMoed, or somebody who wears weekday clothing on Chol HaMoed, because it's considered to be mavaz is HaMoed. So over here, local mikra kodesh, he wears weekday clothing on Yom Kippur. So you might say Yochel lo, yeah, Yom Kippur mechaper. You might say things that Yom Kippur is not mechaper, since he is not relating to Yom Kippur. Talmud lomar, Yom Kippurim hu
Mikol Makom, it's always going to be Yom HaKippur. Now wake up your mind. I mean, are we darshaning Ach, that it doesn't apply to anybody? It's got to be somebody who relates properly to Yom Kippur. And he has to believe that Yom Kippur works in the whole deal. Or is it Yom Kippur, Hukam El Rai, water, and it's always going to help? It's a contradiction in the Brises, and I've got news for you, both of these Brises are in the Sifra. Stam Sifra is they're both Stam Sifra. And Kashnada, we have over Yastira. Of course, that's for us with Yuda. Rabbi, well, it is a stira, you're right, but Lamaisa, I mean, what you could have is you could have Rebbe, I'll leave it to Rebbe Yuda. And all Rebbe, I'll leave it today. I mean, what, once you have, and this the Achronim speak out, once you have a Stam Brisa, just like you do in the Mishnayos, you often have another Brisa that will speak about an alternative day. And we know that such a day exists. That day is Rebbe's day. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, Kol Averot Shabbat Torah, Bein Asat Teshuvah, Bein Lo Asat Teshuvah, Yom HaKippur Mechaper. In the same, the Gemara over here is assuming, and this of course is a great assumption. And I just want to point out to you up front that these assumptions give birth to a tremendous amount of different shitas in the Rishonim. The Gemara seems to be equating a lot of different things over here. One is the belief in kapara to teshuvah, or to behavior. How it is that you treat the day. I mean, there's three totally different issues. The Gemara is sort of throwing them all together, as if the way you behave is no good, whether you believe in your kapara, or whether Rebbe Shita, legabe Yom HaKippur, b'machapa, without teshuvah, would also mean that it would be machapa to somebody who doesn't believe in his kapara. Now, wait a second. I mean, that is just a mishmash. There should be very many different issues over here. And indeed, these sugyas are teased apart in Ilchas Tshuva, from this contrasting the Rambam in Ilchas Shagogos with the Rambam in Ilchas Tshuva and so on. But you can see it requires a lot of teasing over here. So now we're assuming that Rebbe Shita, that says that Kol Averot Shabbat Torah, Bein Asat Tshuva, Bein Lo Asat Tshuva, Yom HaKippur is Mechaper, that is indeed nogea Yom HaKippur being mechaper, even though lo karo mikra kodesh and so on, or lo asar tshuva, chutz mi porek ol umegale parim betorah umefer brit basar, which he darshens from psukim, that those are cases that you don't get kapara. We're over there. Im asar tshuva Yom HaKippur mechaper, lav ene Yom HaKippur mechaper. Rava says, and this basically the fact that Rava relates to these brises is our raya, that Rava must have had charata, since it's Rava's own period.
Till now we haven't
gotten there. No, we took it for granted that he was Hadar, because we know he's coming up. But Rava answers, you don't have to say that. It could be that it's both of these brises are Rebbe, and the difference between the two brises is very simple. One is talking about the Isurim of Yom HaKippurim itself. In other words, the idea over here is what the first Brisa was saying is, if somebody would eat on Yom Kippur, so then Yom Kippur will not be mechaper for eating on Yom Kippur. That's the point. Unless you do teshuvah. But you can't be mechaper Yom Kippur, expecting Yom Kippur to be mechaper on your chilul. That's the point. Then Moda Rebbe Babe wrote Yom HaKippurim gufa delo mechaper, because if you don't say that, so how could the Torah ever be mechayev you karet for doing an Isser on Yom Kippur, since you can only do an Isser on Yom Kippur when it's Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur will be mechaper on the karet. The whole thing would be a joke anyway. Wow. So it's got to be that Rebbe is moda, and therefore the way to understand the brayse is that it's a reference to Yom Kippurim itself, and there Rebbe is moda. If you're not going to say Rebbe's Moda, how do we understand Karet on Yom HaKippurim? According to Rebbe, how could you ever get Karet? Given the B'chol She'ata V'She'ata Mechapa Eichem Meshkachat La, every moment that you do something wrong, you'll now have Yom Kippur to be Mechapa on it. No, that's not a right. Come on, I can come up with cases. I mean, Mike Kusher, what's bothering you? Maybe he did an Avera during the night, and he died before the morning, and the din of Yom Kippur is only ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem, and since he never lived till the morning, it was indeed a technicality. He turned off his life support a little too early there, and therefore Yom HaKippur was not mechaper on him, and how can you bring a raya therefore that there's no karet, or I got another one. Well, wait a minute. That would only be karet in the nighttime. If Torah says you're chayav on karet anytime in the day, How could you be chayav karet any time of the day if by the time you did it, you wouldn't be chayav karet because Yom Kippur wouldn't have happened? So karet yimama echem mashkachet la, no, can answer that too. Dibu bahari dekach onama chanak teyum teyum me. He was in the middle of eating and he choked to death on a big piece of meat. So he was still doing the Avera as he died, and he never had Yom Kippur Bibachapra on it. That's one possibility. Or the other Lavi shows be it could be Lavi shows be Imam al-Khapra. Like Inami David Avidas the son of Shiazakama. Maybe he was mowing the lawn at sunset. You know. Or maybe he was mowing the lawn and the lawnmower chopped off his head or something. Inami Bahari Dika Avid Abidata. Pasek Mara Lashake. There he is mowing the lawn, you know, and he gets his head in the wrong position. Or his shoke in the wrong position. But anyway, it cuts it off and there he goes.
Can I translate that? Sorry. Pasek Mara Lashake means
the hole cut off his feet. Umit, do I really should be wrong with the but he didn't have enough time to be mitchapir.
Leave him away
there. Yeah.
The Rambam
sure. Oh, the Rambam is a big problem. Rambam is Sosa himself. This is one of the big figures. Now he passed, he's got his Shemesh Taleah already. Yeah, it ends up with a completely different figure. The Chachamim omrim, afam begadeif. The Chachamim throw in these strange words. You got to include the Megadeif in that. Include in what? What are you talking about? Include the Megadeif. What do you mean, afam begadeif? Nobody said anything for me to add on Megadeif. What's the af? My af megadeif. The Rabbanan were referring to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, you're right, this demands a lot of the reader. But the Rabbanan were assuming that, look, I mean, it's clear from the Tana that he holds of Rabbi Akiva. We saw that before, otherwise he wouldn't have included oath. There's no maisa. Right? So he said, okay, why did you write oath and not Yedoni? How come you left out Yedoni? We said before the difference is how much maisa there is. The Ov does this little skeleton act over there, you know, that they turn into the vaudeville shows. And the Yedoni doesn't do any kind of Maisa except the Dibor and their free spotter and it. Okay, so that was the difference. So they were turning around and they're saying, oh man, why didn't you say Maishalo Maisi Carbon? How come you don't mention the Yedoni and he doesn't bring a carbon? Because he doesn't have a Maisa. Okay, cut into the Mishnah now. Afamigadeh doesn't have a maisa. That's the whole piece at the end of the Mishnah. Megadeh dami let be maisa. Tana Rabbanan. Megadeh mevi korbano v'nemar b'karei to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says what? You're right that Megadeh basically doesn't do anything. And nonetheless, he's chayav of the korban. You know why? Because the Torah uses the parsha of korbanos to describe the Megadeh. And what crazy place is that? Et Hashem u'megadeh. Why is that in the middle of the story of bringing the model for bringing a carbon? Must be to tell me that Megadeth is a special, according to us, it'll be a special case, but according to Rabbi Akiva, it becomes now the model that level of Asiyah will bring you a carbon. Furthermore, now the furthermore is going to turn out not to be a furthermore, but an alternative that the Rabban is saying. It says, V'nisacheto, and we'll see what that means, we're going to explain that. Says the Gemara, is this true? The quality is what you're saying. Ho benema bo karet. The mashmaut is stam. Since there's karet, there's a carbon. Rabbi Akiva hasn't explained that he means where it says karet. He just said because it says karet, right? Okay, so that would mean you're saying wherever it says karet, you're high of a carbon. I mean, we know by Pesach. And by Mila, it says karet. Nobody ever suggests you bring a carbon there. Well, Pesach with Mila, the tibu karet below mighty carbon. So the fact that the Torah says karet is no guarantee of a kiev of a carbon. So what does Rabbi Akiva mean? No. He meant, let me explain. Hagi kama. Megadei bevi korban hoel ubavo karet bimakom korban. The Rabbi Akiva point over here is, why did the Torah choose to write the din of Megadeth and the chorus of the Megadeth smack bang in the middle of the model of Korbanos? So that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. So Gasara Migo the boy Michtav Korek Biyama Uktiv Makom Korban Shmamina Maite Korban. since the din of karet and magad could be written anywhere in the Torah. I mean, it's like all the other isurim of karet. Instead, the Torah chooses to put it into the story of the korban itself, the eve of the korban. Must be that it's maisi korban, and from there I will derive the din of akimat svatav and so on. If you hold that Rabbi Akiva is saying this is a rule. Now, what's this? Va'omer cheto yisa? No. Cheto yisa. That is a comment by the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says like this. How come Rabbi Akiva on that some level? He's not just a megadef. He's a megadef in terms of maybe dancing and singing. Or the previous Gemara's concern, the karet v'morachat Hashem. The truth is the girsa that we have over here is well nigh insupportable. And so if you take a look in Rashi, it's clear that rather than actually the Shita speaks this out in the tradition at the end. But if you take a look in Rashi, you see very clearly what has happened over here. Go back for a minute to Zion on the base. Okay, so comes along now the Rabbonan, and they say that we're talking about a different Megadev, right? Remember, let's just review. Megadev is considered to be a Chayiv Korban, according to Rabbi Akiva, because the Torah B'davka inserted the din of Megadev in the middle of the Chiyav of Karet and Korban on Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it's why, of all places, why would the Torah put the din of Hashemu Megadev over there? Must be to tell me that even though Megadev didn't do a Maisa, that that's sufficient to Maisa to be Mechayev. This becomes now the mocker of Rabbi Akiva's halacha that he says elsewhere. And I'm willing to extend the dinim of Chiyav Chatas to any level of Maisa, right? So now the problem is the Rabbanan, who say, but the Megadev over there is not talking about just talking. The Megadev over there is my Megadev over the Avodah Zarah. Turns around Rabbi Akiva and says, take a look in Rashi's gears. Ela karet v'mavorech es Hashem minolachu. So if that's the case, you're learning that the Megadev is not a mavorech es Hashem. How do you know that there's a fee of Karas b'mavarech es Hashem? Because all it says over there is Ish ki yekalel Elohav v'nasa cheto. To which the Rabbanan answer that pasuk. We're going back now. Remember, we said that. What's that pasuk? Cheto yisa ha'ishahu. That pasuk cheto yisa ha'ishahu, which is in the parsha of the mekalel, is a reference to the Nasar Cheto that is said by Gavi Pesach Rishon. In other words, even though it says Cheto Yisa Yishahu, if he doesn't do a Pesach Sheni, but it's for the Chet of Pesach Rishon, so just like over there, by Pesach Rishon it says V'nichrisa, and that we mentioned in the opening mission of the Masechta, that someone who doesn't do a Korban, doesn't bring a Korban Pesach, is Chayav Karet. So the Menichrita on the Korban Pesach is the Menichrita on the Mevorach es Hashem. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, the Mevorach es Hashem, it says, Beferish Menichrita on the Parsha es Hashem u'Megadev. And that's what I'm Chayav Chatas for. Therefore, he uses the Pasuk of the Nasach Cheto to tell me that the Pesach Sheni has a separate Karas from the Nasach Cheto. Okay? The gears that we have over here is it's so confused that it's difficult to be matzah kitzurasa. I didn't say anybody can be matzah kitzurasa. You can take a piece here and a piece there, but this seems to be Rashi's gearsa. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So let's go now to our chazara. This again around the avodah zarah when that's its derech avoda, you know. So over there it's a dibor, but it's a dibor with an action. Tana Rabbanan Tashem Megadev. Well, let's wait, okay? Well, it becomes clear as we go. Tana Rabbanan Tashem Megadev. Isi ben Yehuda Omer Ka'odam Ha'omer L'Chavero Girafta. The lashon of Megadev can also be understood as Resh instead of the Talit. Megarev. Megarev means to empty it out. Girafta Ha'ka'ara. V'chisarta, boy, oh boy, you took the kara off the fire, took everything out of it, and now there's nothing left in it, and you are mechaseret. So in other words, it's something that is very serious, where you undid the kedusha Hashem, so to speak, and you were mekalel. So that means he's learning kasava. Excuse me. Kasava migadev is mevorech as Hashem. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, migarev means it could mean stam girafta kara. Well, Rabbi Elazar said, you didn't. Yeah, you took a little bit out, but you didn't end up being mechaser the etzem kara itself. You didn't take anything off the eighth of the kara. So he holds migadev haino oved avodah zarah, and therefore there is no I. Why does it say karet? That's not that. That's on a mekalo, but that's not going to tell me the din that you're chayav to bring a korban. Tanya ida, because Hashem who migadev. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ba oved avodah zarah katuv medaber. Chachamim omrim lo ba katuv elo liten karet limavarech Hashem. So the question over here is, what is the meaning of migadev in the context of the chiyuv of a korban? So, but it says v'nasachet o, that it says in the parsha of klol and the makalo. It says yishu sheikalelot elohav v'nasachet o, not in this parsha of avos as Hashem migadev, which is a din in korbanos. There it says it's a separate halach. In other words, the megadev that it's written in the parsha bringing korbanos is a megadev that has to do with a maisa that's over the avodas kachovit, not somebody's stam. What? How do I know that there's an iser karet on a megadev that's not an over the avodas kachovit? Not from the parsha of korbanos. I know that from a Hashem hu megadev that it says over there v'nasacheto. V'nasacheto, I know, is a chiyuv of karet.
From
Beis
Hashem.
No, I hate to say this, but this is another one of those Rambam learning the sugya completely differently. The question is, what's being learned out from what? Mm-hmm. The Rambam passage says there is no karet on Pesach Sheni, and the karet only comes from Pesach Rishon that you weren't misak in a Pesach Sheni. So again, you know, taking this whole sugya in a very different way. So I'm sort of leaving it in order to just get through it now. But if you want, we have time tomorrow, then we can talk about it some more. Right? I know it's bothering Barney also.
This exchange.
Yes, the exchange is the how to learn the exchange is the subject of a machlok as we're showing you. So we'll talk about it tomorrow, because I'd like to get to the second mission, unless you want to stop early. I mean,
No,
let's go ahead. Okay. President, you have to take that. But I want to tell everybody that Sabah Josh had every intention of coming. That's why he called and said he missed his bus number. So he was very apologetic. We all put off the shear for him. So you're to take the price.
He's up there. He's a mission.
There we go. Not good at all. When he gets a cold, he sounds more like Sabah Josh. Yesh meviot korban v'ne'echal. V'yesh meviot korban v'eino ne'echal. There's some cases where you could bring a carbon, all referring to the same case, in other words, the same issue, in which sometimes it's a b'chayav carbon that you eat, sometimes b'chayav carbon you don't eat, and sometimes can't even bring a carbon. And what we're talking about over here is basically the question of miscarriages, where we are not certain about a miscarriage that's b'chayav carbon. And we'll see what the case is over here. The case of the maybe korban v'ne'echal, let's say a woman miscarries and the fetus is a mutation that looks like a behem or a chayav oath. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Chachomim say, well, no. Actually, there's no korban on a mutation to that extent. It has to have some tzurat adam. The rest of the body can be messed up, but it's got to have tzurat adam. Hamapelet sandal, oshil yar, oshvir mu'ukam. Or Yotzei Mechutah, or a Shiv Chashi Yipila. However, everybody's agreed that if the miscarriage consisted of a sandal, which is basically a squashed fetus, where you can see that it's the general shape of the fetus, but it doesn't have any features, or a Shilia, which would be the sac itself that's attached with the placenta, or a Shvir Merukam, that is what's left of the skin that was around the fetus. No, a shilya in the Gemara refers to the amniotic sac.
because there we say there has to be a blood in there somewhere, and it's not, it's got to be with it. Hayotzei mechuta, or the blood is chopped up for whatever reason, or a shivcha that miscarries. If one's going to ask why I need to know shivcha, shivcha generally has all the chiyuvim that a Jewish woman has. In all of these cases, a woman brings her carbon, which is an oila sa'ov, and a chata sa'ov, and the chata sa'ov is eaten. Elu may be od ve'inan ne'echalot, however, ha'mapelet ve'eini yodea ma'yipilot. She doesn't find fetus, and she doesn't know really whether it was a mutation or not. Or, in case we have two women, both of whom had a miscarriage, and we weren't able to determine who had what. So, echad mimin patur, echad mimin chova. Omar Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi, this is not quite so simple. This is, when we say that they should bring the carbon, because they need to, after all, to be allowed to eat kachin and so on, they won't become Torah unless they bring their mechusah kapara. But you're making it sound like both women have to bring a chatas besafek. And remember that a chatas ha'of is the only case where we can bring a carbon besafek. You can't bring your chatas as a nedar, right? So how do you bring your chatas besafek? Since you're not allowed to bring chulin lazara, so your besafek would be doing an issur. But the chatas ha'of is the one carbon which no part of it goes on the mizbeach. So therefore, there is no chulin lazara. And what I do, I am simply I'm zorek b'dam. I don't have to put any of it on the mizbeach anyway. And therefore, it's not eaten because it may be in the vela. Because if you do malika to a carbon that you're not chayav, the bird simply never had shechita. It's just in the vela. But you have to bring it. Now the question over here is, how about if these two women are right here in front of us? What they could do is, they could bring that carbon together, and then you can make a condition. If I was the one who miscarried and I'm chayav, then this is mine. And it's a regular carbon. If not, it's yours, and it's a regular carbon. So why should they both have to bring the chayav to suffer? Therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, this is Dak Bizman Shalku, Zelam Yizrak, Zelam Harab. They're not in the same area, and there's no way for us to get it to bring them together. So then Shteyan may be out carbon. They both bring a single carbon. And Rashi learns this is only both bring a single carbon. Is only in terms of the chatas, not in terms of the oil. They each have to bring an oil. Because no, there's an oil that can be brought as an oil. Yeah, it's not a dog. Yeah. That if this is the oila that I'm chayav, fine. If not, let it be in a davas. So in other words, even Rabbi Yehuda is made that we only do what we do in order to avoid the problem of a katas that won't be eaten, not in order to let them off of the chiyav. Mm-hmm. So therefore, in that case, they bring one carbon and make it zayin. It's necha. And what about the third category? Ena elu she'en maybe yod at all. Oh, well, that would be a case. Let's say Hamapelet Shvir Malei Mayim, or Malei Dam, or Malei Minim, or Hamapelet Kimin Dagim, Chagavim, Shkatsim, Rimashim, which are Bechlal, not considered to be the same line of evolution as humans at all. There's no Vayitzer on them. And since there's no Vayitzer, even now, Rabbi Meir is made that that's a mutation that is not part of human development. So over there, or Hamapelet Yom Arba'im, for that matter, even if it's on 40th, it's only on the 40th day. On the 40th day, remember that a fetus does not have a din of a human life at all. It's basically just water, as far as the halacha is concerned. So in all such cases, she didn't have a hapala, basically at all. The Yotze Dothan, and if there never was a birth. In other words, if this was delivered through C-section, then it would be Bechlam.
Well,
anything. Would be no fear of carbonus, anything that you do. No, anything. Any Yotze Dothan. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon says every Yotze Dothan is the same as a normal birth, and therefore he would be Mechai. Shivcha minol, and how do you know a shivcha is chayev? It's the Tanur Rabbanu B'nei Yisrael. It says in the introduction of the whole Seder of Leida in Yishar Ki Tazria. So to speak to B'nei Yisrael, so maybe that means Dafka B'nei Yisrael. How do I know a Giyorat and a shivcha are included? Talmud Lomar, Yishar Ki Tazria.
What is all of this? What do you mean? My b'chein shifka. Why not? We said kol mitzvot shatul shayishah chayevet ba. So why would I think a shifka is not chayev? So my b'chein shifka. Kesar gedayt chamina ki aminin kol mitzvot shishah chayevet ba. But not me chayev ba. Ani mili b'dover shishaveh ben ishu ben isha. I might have thought that those things that the Torah considers to be a blanket chiyuv on male and female is also a chiyuv on an eved. But something that's only a chiyuv on an isha, where do you see that there's a din that the eved is chayuv? So kamash malon, yoledes. Kimenoshim isa ba noshim masa. There's never a time when a man is a yoledes that he has to bring a garment. Aim alot chayuv shifta. I'll be punished. Elo may be im korban. Okay, how do they do this exactly? My avi. My tinan travayo chad korban vadai. The chad is of sof. And they make it tonight. Umatni, they say, what's the tonight? If I was the one who had the miscarriage, it was chayev, then it's mine, and it's not, it's yours, and so the problem is that Rabbi Yossi himself doesn't hold of tonight. What's Rabbi Yossi saying over here, you make it tonight? Umi itle Rabbi Yossi tonight, but tonight Rabbi Shimon Omer, maybe yod shneim chatat echad, Rabbi Yossi Omer, in shneim maybe im chatat echad. Amul Rabbi Yossi letle tonight. How could Rabbi Yossi be the one who says in the Mishnah that two women should bring one carbon and make a t'nai when he himself is the case, is the one who argues and says that you cannot make a t'nai where there would be a chiyuv? So it doesn't make any sense.
We're assuming his reason. He's saying you can't bring one chatas, and the only reason would be because you can't make a t'nai.
Correct. And says the Gemara, it's a whole different situation over here. Motor of Yosef Mufusa Kapora. There's different dinim. If you're talking about a case that's with one person, two people eat two pieces of a piece of chela. There were two pieces of fats here. One was chela, one was shuma. Two people eat it, whether they could make it tonight. If I was the one who ate it, so then this is my carbon chatas. And if you were the one who ate it, this is your carbon chatas. So now they're mechaper on it, and there's no problem of dealing with an asher tov. No, no way, says Rabbi Yossi. Now, what that means is, are you sure you don't want to bring back that device? The mere presence of it in the room was medicinal to Rich.
That's what he's talking about.
We had it right over here. I mean, the man would shake and shiver in his boots. You sure you don't want to bring it in just as a... I mean, you can leave the battery out if you're really worried about it.
I didn't hear that.
Okay, so what does that mean? Translated, that means that the din of Asham Tovli is basically a halacha that says a suffix is b'chayev you occur. If you're going to be dealing with sveikas, deal with sveikas. Don't turn them into vadoyim through utilization of tznaim, right? So how does Rabbi Yossi over here say, oh, it's okay to make it tonight? He's the one who says you can't make it tonight. Says the Gemara Marava, Motor Rabbi Yossi and Mufusar Kapora. It's a whole different world out there when it comes to Mufusar Kapora. Yes, if you're talking about bringing the carbon for a chait, and Yoledes doesn't bring a carbon for a chait, nobody sinned. Question over here is that she needs to bring a carbon in order to be able to be a public collection, right? All Rabbi Yossi is saying, the din of Asham Tolui teaches us that if you have an issue that you need to address in terms of a chait, you can't address sin through technical tna'im. I make a condition, if I was the one who did it, what for heaven's sakes? That's what the whole point of an Asham Tolui is. We're not looking for technicalities over. You have to be able to deal with the issue. Does it start to say that you sinned? What are you going to do about that? Mashenkin over here, that's nothing to do with chait. It's just a question of how we technically get her Torah, that you should bring her carbon. Now, there is Moda, you can make it tonight. The chait ki yasa rabbi amar rabbi yochanan, Moda rabbi yochanan b'kusar kapara. My time. Awesome, boy gaber yidia. The whole idea of the chait, bringing her carbon chatas. It says, oh, hoda elav chatato asher kapara. So now you're going to say, I don't really need to know it. I just need to know that it's been taken care of. That's not true. You cannot bring it and make it tonight.
Kimatian Narshan Karban, when they're bringing their karban, what is it for, these women? L'shtayroi, be'akilat kadashim. It has nothing to do with sin. It has to do with mutati kachim. Tiratani sefer da'i, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, kol chatachi, ba'a al-chet, Einstein, maybe ototo. Notice that he was very careful, even when he explained his stance about making it nice at the parish. If the karban is being brought on a sin, then you can't have a tznai for two people to say, between the two of us, we address the sin. And that itself shows us that when it comes to this issue, Rabbi Yossi's being completely consistent to say, on Mechusa Kippurim, that why not make a tznai? Elu she'im may be out at all, and Rabbi Shimon is b'chaya b'yotzi dofen. My time at the Rabbi Shimon, where does Rabbi Shimon know that a Caesarean section is considered to be the equivalent of a normal leda? Amar Yishlokish, Amar Krav, Ve'im Nikeva Telei, L'rabot Leida Akeret. Why doesn't it just say Ve'im Nikeva? It started off saying Im Zachar, Ve'im Nikeva. Well, what else are we talking about? We're talking about the child. It just say Im Nikeva. What's Im Nikeva Telei? Apparently, it's also adding a different type of Leida. What different type of Leida could there be? Mayi. The only thing it could be is Yotze Dofen. How else could you possibly give birth? For Rabbon in my time, Omre Mani Bar Patish. They say it can't mean that because look, it says Ishaki Tazria V'Yalda. What does the Leda have to do with the Tazria? So therefore, the point is Achetelet Mimakom Shem Mazra'ad. The idea over here is the Torah is saying that the insert is the same as the output. If you can't say, okay, but I take the baby out any way that I want. But that's exactly what it's going to tell you. That's not true. That it's part of all one process, and as long as that process ends the way it began, then you can have a fee of a carbon. Otherwise, there's no fee at all. I think we better wait. Actually, since we're finishing the parak, maybe it would be nice to do a chazar on the whole parak together. Let's wait. Monday, we can have a chazar on the whole parak. Mm-hmm. Because I'm